This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. America's top diplomat is heading back to the Middle East amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could spiral into a bigger regional conflict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Immediately after the war began, the Biden administration was relieved about what seemed to be the low potential for a broader Mideast battle. Since then, there have been attacks and assassinations in the Red Sea, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this weekend for a fourth Mideast visit since the war began 2.5 months ago, with stops from Israel, the West Bank, Turkey, and other nations.
We don't expect every conversation on this trip to be easy.
Spokesman Matthew Miller says the region's facing both tough issues and choices as the U.S. seeks to avoid a bigger war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Navy officials say Iran-backed rebels in Yemen launched a sea drone toward Navy and commercial vessels in the Red Sea after a final warning from the U.S. and allies. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, the head of U.S. Navy operations in the Middle East, said it was the first time the Houthis had used an unmanned surface vehicle, or USV, in their harassment of commercial ships in the Red Sea that started after the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. The USV is said to have come within a couple of miles before detonating. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder would not say whether any military action would follow Thursday's launch of the sea drone.
We're not going to stand aside and allow our forces to be threatened without ensuring that we're properly protecting them.
Since late October, the Houthis have launched scores of one-way attack drones and missiles at commercial vessels transiting the Red Sea. I'm Norman Hall.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired more than 200 artillery shells near two South Korean islands on Friday, prompting evacuation orders for their residents, according to Seoul's Defense Ministry and local officials. The live firing follows repeated warnings from Kim Jong-un's regime in Pyongyang that it is prepared for war against South Korea and its U.S. ally. Ukraine said on Thursday its Air Force struck two Russian military targets in occupied Crimea. Ukraine has recently enhanced its attacks on Crimea in hopes of forcing Russia's fleet to retreat from the Black Sea. A 17-year-old here in the U.S. opened fire at a high school in the state of Iowa on the first day of school after the winter break, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others as students barricaded themselves in offices and fled for safety. VOA's Kim Lewis has the story.
The suspect, a student at the school in Perry, died of what investigators believe is a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and at least one of the victims is a school administrator, a law enforcement official told the Associated Press. One of the suspect's friends, Yesenia Roder Hall, reacted after the incident.
He was hurting. He got tired. He got tired of the bullying. He got tired of the harassment. Was it a smart idea to shoot up the school? No. God, no. And I am mad at him for that. Lord knows I am mad at him for that.
Vigils were planned Thursday evening at a park and local church. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
New York City is suing more than a dozen charter bus companies for their role in Texas Governor Greg Abbott's operation to send tens of thousands of migrants to urban areas. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
The lawsuit claims that 17 bus companies knowingly implemented Governor Abbott's busing plan in violation of a New York law that limits transferring needy persons across state lines and then abandoning them. It seeks more than $700 million in damages to recoup the cost of caring for an estimated 33,000 migrants who've arrived in the city on charter buses since April 2022. Abbott said in response that the suit was a violation of the Commerce Clause, which guarantees the constitutional right to travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Officials say South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has been released from prison on parole and is now home. The Department of Corrections gave no more details of Pistorius' release. Pistorius has served nearly 9 years for killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, on Valentine's Day in 2013. He had been sentenced to 13 years and 5 months. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.